All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, if ever there was a team in the National Football League that needed to get back on track, it's the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings began this season with a record of 5-0. They've lost their last two, and the last thing that you want if you're the Vikings is, number one, to become predictable and allow this strong start and the possibilities of what people expected you to do to get away from you, as the Vikings were so sharp coming out of the gate. And, you know, they did this in spite of all of the injuries and how the deck was stacked against them. You go back to training camp where quarterback Teddy Bridgewater was lost for the season with a knee injury. Then you go back to earlier this season when running back Adrian Peterson was put on the shelf for the majority of the campaign. Now, the Vikings were able to acquire quarterback Sam Bradford from the Philadelphia Eagles, and he did a pretty good job, and he has done a pretty decent job so far of keeping the Vikings afloat. And like I said, they won their first five games of the season, and a lot of that was due in part to the solid and tenacious defense that the Vikings possess. But you look at their last two games, and when you are a team like Minnesota that doesn't have a juggernaut offense, when you do have the ball, you must protect it. They turned the football over against the Philadelphia Eagles, and thus they lost. They turned the football over this past Monday night against the Chicago Bears, and thus they lost. You look at a Vikings offense that is 31st in the National Football League when it comes to rushing the ball. And then on top of that, North Turner, their offensive coordinator, resigned this week. So right now, the onus is on this Vikings offense to step up and help out their very opportunistic defense. You look at what Minnesota can do defensively. They have a championship defense in place. You look on this defensive line with the likes of Sharif Floyd and Linval Joseph, just to name a few. You look at Harrison Smith at safety, and plain and simple, the Vikings do have playmakers back there, and they are always going to keep their team in the ball game. But like I said, when Minnesota has the football offensively, they have to find a way to take care of the rock. Now, they will host the Detroit Lions tomorrow afternoon in Minneapolis. And it's one of those things. Number one, the Vikings are a better home team to me than they are on the road. And on the flip side for the Lions, they are a much different team away from Ford Field than they are on the road. They've only had one win away from Ford Field this season, so the Vikings should be able to take care of that opportunity. They still have a divisional game on the road on Christmas Eve against the Green Bay Packers, but you look, they still have some winnable games there. They will be on the road to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars later on this year, and they will host the Indianapolis Colts, but there are going to be some tough games sprinkled in between. They're going to have their rematch with the Detroit Lions. And like I said, they are a different team at home. They're going to host the Arizona Cardinals in week 11. Next Sunday in week number 10, they're going to be on the road against the Washington Redskins. And then in week 13, they will host the Dallas Cowboys on Thursday Night Football. So if you are the Vikings, you want to try to shore everything up. But head coach Mike Zimmer has done a pretty solid job of keeping this team on the straight line ever since he has taken over several years ago. And the Vikings are a team that is respected around the National Football League because of that. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Vikings can bounce back in the second half of the season. You have the Green Bay Packers, who are breathing right down their neck for first place in this division. And with that said, you have the Detroit Lions, who are breathing right down their necks as well for first place in this division. So if you're the Vikings and you fall out of first place, you still want to keep a straight path towards possibly getting a wild card spot. And it's going to come down to you potentially beating teams like the Redskins, beating teams like the Cowboys, and beating teams like the Lions or the Packers to get those tiebreakers for a wild card spot. So even though Minnesota had that quick start to the season, they are far from out of the woods, but they need to find a way to get on track, and it's going to begin tomorrow at home against the Lions. So folks, that is going to wrap it up And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 9 in the NFL. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.